It's not surprising because this regime, of course, with the support of its external masters, has occupied Eritrean territory for the last 10 years after the April verdict. What's different today's statement is that before they were claiming that they were being beaten. But today they are crying and at the same time claiming that they have beaten or hit our side. This is one point. The second point is, by their own admission, although I don't have detailed information of what or if happened, by their own admission, it's aggression against the sovereignty of Eritrean territory. The third point is the internal crisis inside Ethiopia is due to the marginalization and exclusion of the Ethiopians and Ethiopia by itself by the Ethiopian regime or by the small group. It's a result of its narrow and backward policy of divide and rule being conducted by the Ethiopian regime. This regime should not blame others for the failure and the internal crisis that's compounding inside Ethiopia.
The Ethiopian administration is basically accusing Eritrea for training subversive groups to carry out attacks inside Ethiopia, and that there would be more actions taken if indeed this continues. Is your government harboring and training subversive groups to go and undermine the sovereignty or the government of Ethiopia?
We have fought against terrorism long time ago before it became the talk of the town of politicians. We have fought against terrorism at end of 80s and beginning of 90s. So it's ridiculous to accuse Eritrea of supporting terrorist groups. And who is this terrorist groups or subversive groups? The opposition inside Ethiopia, which is almost every part of that country, be it in northern part, which the regime claims to be its power base, be it on the south, be it on the center, be it on the east, which called it the Somali region, the Benishangul, the Oromos, the Amharas, the Ogadenians, the Tigrayans, almost all Ethiopian population is fighting against this regime because, for the obvious reason, this regime is pursuing a narrow, corrupted policy which serves a very small family of the elite in the TPLF. So if there is any internal crisis in Ethiopia, first and foremost, the responsibility should be shouldered on this parochial clique.
Some Eritreans I spoke with here are calling for international condemnation of this action by Ethiopia and called for a formal protest to the UN to protest this. Is this the action your government is going to take in the coming days?
Well, until now, the official statement that we have made is we will not be dragged to this kind of acrimony and this kind of provocation. And we will see what the next step will be.
So Eritrea is thinking about steps it needs to take in the near future.
Yeah, we have been asking the United Nations Security Council, which is the signatory of the Algiers Agreement, for taking serious measures against the Ethiopian regime, which is occupying our sovereign territories for the last 10 years. after the verdict of April 2002, which is a decade ago, the United Nations Security Council has not fulfilled its mandate, has not taken necessary measures according to Chapter 7 of its charter, which is in the 14.5 article of Algiers Agreement. So not only for this single event, but for the bigger event, which is the occupation of Eritrean territory by external forces. I would not say Ethiopian regime, because Ethiopian regime would not have lasted a single day without the support of these big powers. So the United Nations should take action to take punitive measures against the Ethiopian regime for the violation against the Eritrean-Ethiopian Border Commission verdict, which was passed in 13 April 2002. And I think this statement and this maneuver and this drama, its time is supposed to be coincident with this day, because it's been a decade since this occupation has taken place.
Some political analysts are suggesting that this attack is a diversionary tactic. Is this the position of your government as well?
Yeah, exactly. As I have stated it before, the main object of these attacks and these statements is to divert the attention of the international community plus its own people from both or two points. One is its internal crisis, and the second point is to divert and disturb the international community from pursuing its legal punitive action against the Ethiopian regime, because on the 10th anniversary of this verdict, people are starting to ask these correct questions. Why this so long time? Why didn't we take corrective actions against the Ethiopian regime? It's been 10 years since the occupation. The Ethiopian Eritrean Border Commission verdict is final and binding. Nobody can reverse it. It's take it. It's not take it or leave it. It's just take it. So it's right. Its main objective is to divert the attention and the focus of the international community and the Ethiopian people from this timely question.